From Tidbits on November 11th, 2013, this is Fun Bits, Show Off Your New iPad with Infinity Blade 3 by Josh Centers. So you just dropped $499 or more on a new iPad Air, or maybe you're looking to buy a new iPad Mini later this month. But who wants to buy a new expensive device without something to demo? No one ever says, hey, I got a new iPad, check out these sweet documents. The gold standard for demonstrating the power of Apple's mobile devices has long been the Infinity Blade series. And Infinity Blade 3, first announced at this year's iPhone event, carries on the tradition. The trailer gives you a taste of just how far the game pushes the limits of iOS. If you're new to the Infinity Blade series, here's the story. You play a big dude in armor who moves from fighting one giant monster to the next, defeating each in one-on-one combat until you challenge some quasi-immortal armored guy whom you must beat to win the game. This time around, you can also play as a lady in armor who is equally adept at smacking around big bads. Okay, there's more to it than that. Much more. But it's not terribly important, and more to the point, by now the story is a convoluted mix of fantasy and post-apocalyptic sci-fi that requires you to play the two previous games and read a couple of novellas to understand. If you're that curious about the story, some helpful folks on YouTube have compiled a 1-minute summary. Fortunately, the story doesn't matter because the game is all about graphics and gameplay. In Infinity Blade 3, you walk a mostly fixed path from one giant to the next, picking up items along the way. Unlike many games, there are no small monsters to slay, or trash mobs as World of Warcraft players might call them. Everything's bigger in the world of Infinity Blade. Once you reach a baddie, you engage in a one-on-one duel that requires carefully timed touch gestures. Since everything you fight is much bigger than you, the idea is to dodge, parry, or block your enemy's attacks until they're tired and vulnerable, then beat the snot out of them until they leap back into action. The more effectively you counter, the more damage you can do. Wash, rinse, repeat. In fact, one can say that wash, rinse, repeat is the core mechanic of Infinity Blade. You're going to die, a lot. If you die when fighting a regular monster, you get to try again. But if you die against a boss, you have to start over from square one. But don't worry, that's the idea. As you defeat baddies, you garner power levels and new items that make the fights easier. You also earn skill points with your weapons so you get better at using them. You keep these as you die and are awakened to fight once more. Chances are the first fight will be rough, but as you keep revisiting it, you'll eventually blow right through it. If you're a veteran gamer, you might think that the game sounds an awful lot like Nintendo's Punch-Out mixed with Diablo and a smattering of Shadow of the Colossus. You would be right, and if you're a fan of Nintendo's classic boxing franchise, you'll love the gameplay of Infinity Blade 3. For those familiar with Infinity Blade, the third installment greatly expands the game. While the first two chapters were confined to just one area, Infinity Blade 3 has a whopping 8 areas. In addition to that, you can now craft potions and new weapons. While the first few titles felt like glorified tech demos, the third is a full-blown adventure, but that comes at a cost, 1.56 gigabytes of storage space. However, for those who have already played the first two titles in the series, there may not be enough to bring you back. Yes, there is much more content, but the gameplay is identical to the first two games. If you're burnt out on those, Infinity Blade 3 is skippable. A side effect of greatly expanding the Infinity Blade franchise is that the third game wants to nickel and dime you for everything. You've always been able to purchase in-game currency, but now there's a second form of currency, battle chips, that you have to earn through completing goals and challenges, and of course, in-app purchases. In the previous games, you still gained experience points for new levels even after mastering your weapons. In this installment, you stop gaining experience points when your weapons do, so you feel constant pressure to buy new ones. If that weren't bad enough, there's a new merchant character that appears every now and again, with rare items that you must buy immediately, or else they disappear forever. I feel like the game is constantly screaming, "Buy! Buy now! Buy more! Give us money! Buy, buy, buy!" Look guys, if you needed more than $6.99 for Infinity Blade 3, just charge more. Don't undercharge for a $20 game and then constantly hound me to pay you more. Unfortunately, it looks like the paid app, as Instapaper creator Mark Arment has claimed, is a dying breed, so things like this will only get worse with time. That major annoyance aside, Infinity Blade 3 is a fantastic demonstration of the power of the A7 chip inside Apple's new iPhones and iPads. The graphics are as good as anything you'll find in the outgoing generation of consoles. Better, in some ways, since they've been optimized for Apple's high-resolution Retina displays. Meanwhile, even some games for the new Xbox One and PlayStation 4 consoles will display at a relatively blurry 720p resolution. I've only scratched the surface of the game's content, but in extended play sessions, I never noticed any lag or noticeable heat from my iPad Air, while I'm too busy writing Take Control of Your Apple TV to delve into the smash hit Grand Theft Auto V, I can see myself playing my way through Infinity Blade 3 in some stolen moments. It's just the sort of game I like, lots of content that can be played in short bursts. If you're new to this series, Infinity Blade 3 is a good place to start, and a great way to show your friends and family just what your new iPad can do. If you're an Infinity Blade veteran, then this third act may be a yawner, but it may be worth it for the visual effects alone. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Avatron Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.